Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We love spending time with you. It's so important to us. You bring us so much encouragement. We're hoping, of course, you're letting us know we do, but we want to hear it from you. We want to talk to us with the calls, the emails, commenting right here. You have details how to reach us below right here. You can see on the video and the television, on the broadcast. You know, we come to you in the air, in your pocket, and online. There's no way we don't come to you.
That's right. And don't forget to reach out to us on social media. You know, make sure to comment and share.
Yeah, and specifically, we just heard from one of our, a part of our tribe in Cape Town, South Africa. And I just want to know, you know, Ursula, we are praying for you.
Yes.
And we're connected to you. You know, let's hook up. Let's get involved in iabide.org. You know, maybe you want to walk on Emmaus Road. Listen, we're in this together. We're going to live together in eternity. Those who make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, every tribe, every nation, every tongue, we're going to stand before our God and move in. Oh, it's just going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Well, guess what? Awesomeness is happening in the state of Florida. John,
yes,
tell us upstate. What's happening here.
Well, Representative Kim Daniels from the state of Florida is introducing a bill for every single school in the state of Florida to prominently display In God We Trust.
In God we trust. It's on our dollar bill.
Yes.
It's on the logo of the state of Florida. It needs to be in the hearts of our school, right? Our education system. You know, we pray about the education mountain. You know, with VFN KB, we're talking about all seven mountains, but this is the education mountain. And we're so grateful to see this taking place.
Well, if you remember, in previous administration and previous times, everything was being done so that God could be taken
out
of school.
We're no longer, previous president said, we're no longer a Christian nation.
Yes.
You know, the one that was his assistant with the state ran for office. She's saying religious beliefs have to be changed.
Yes.
They were trying to undo the Constitution. It's like, guess what? God heard your prayers, and now you have people, and then you have to, people like this, you got to get behind and support.
Absolutely.
When Representative Kim Daniels stands up and she says, you know, we got to get God back in the schools. This is not a party issue. This is a righteous issue.
And you see how things are even shifting in the environment.
Right.
The AP, Associated Press, is reporting that the bill received a unanimous approval. Unanimous approval, and now it's working through subcommittees, but it looks like both parties are praising it. And they want lessons to be learned, you know, for the students.
Right. And so this is when we don't sit back and just go, okay, let's see what's going to happen on our next news program. You begin to pray and say, God, put your angels with that bill. God, carry that bill through. Change their hearts. People that have a fear of man, that they would put a fear of God in their heart. Understand, if we're complaining about how our kids turn out, we're complaining about the shootings taking place in school, but we took God out of the schools in 1962, 63. So it's time to put him back in the schools. Kentucky, the governor for Kentucky, they actually passed a law, John, where every school teaches the Bible in the school. It's an elective, it should be elective.
Yeah.
God is religion's about forcing religion, you know, beliefs on people. God's just saying, you know, bring me in the midst.
In the month of January alone, I believe there's been 11 school shootings in one month of 2018. Listen, we need God. We need to trust God again. We need to put them on proudly displayed everywhere.
And so how many people are complaining about that? Or you heard so many of them, you're desensitized about that. And God's saying, but if you put me back, this is a prophecy the Lord gave me a long time ago, and I said it has happened. If you don't turn your hearts to them, they'll what?
Turn
their guns to you. And this is, it biblically says that. He said, they'll come in the sanctuary and do that. So what we got to do is turn our hearts back to our children back to our fathers. We can't off our children to the local school superintendent and school board and teachers to impart values and everything else. We got to partner with the education system, understanding they work for us. That's our money that they're taking home, and that
Absolutely.
They deserve it because they're teaching. But they're saying, I can't parent your kid. But if you'll come and get involved and participate, and it begins with putting God back in the middle of it again, and Kim Daniels, Representative Kim Daniels. As a matter of fact, we just reach out now and we declare over the state of Florida and over the legislature, we say that bill will go through. God, send your angels now, grab a hold of that bill, rush it through all the qualifications, all the panels, Lord, and let the state of Florida, as you declare, is a first fruit state for the nation. It's going to be a first fruit state for putting God back in the schools in such a bold way. And bless Kim Daniels for making this stand.
Absolutely. Listen, Amen. We're speaking to you directly, our tribe, and we want to hear from you. We want to help empower you to do the same thing in your community, in your city, in your school district. You know, maybe you know a government leader, maybe you know some teachers. What are some ideas that you can do to help get this in your school as well?
And what, one way you can do this, you know, as our community, we love hearing from you.
We want to hear from you.
So take a point. Take a point. Listen, you see below how to be able to comment, or you can call us, or you can email us. Go to vfnkb.com. There's so many different ways to reach us. But this is us together. This is like our tribe, you know. You're not alone anymore. God, you know, God's called you to be together. You got to pick your tribe and get connected. There's, you're being overwhelmed with information because you're actually trying to get something from every tribe. The world has tribes too. You got to get involved in God's family, God's tribes, God's community. There's a whole bunch of those as well. But there's only one God, one Lord, one Savior. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you know, different streams that's going on. And maybe VFNKB is your stream that you can get connected to and say, you know what, I'm going to hear this way. As a matter of fact, comment below. I mean, send us your comments. This is a good question to you. You know, are you or do you know a teacher right now in your community, in your family, you know, some relative, somebody's close by that you can get behind and say, listen, we want to do what Kim Daniels is doing in the state of Florida.
That's right.
Or we want to do what Kentucky governor is doing in Kentucky, where every classroom teaches.
There's momentum happening here. Ride the wave of the momentum.
As a matter of fact, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, he was just talking to me about, you know, this is a season. This is a moment, you know. Things, there's favor here, and if nothing lasts forever, but while it's here, don't assume it's going to be here forever. Move in this, take advantage
while
of
the iron's
this,
hot.
And you're going to find hearts have been changed. Where school board members were kind of hard hearted, you don't pray here, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They'll be open now for God. And so as a matter of fact, post in the comment area below or call us. You know, and talk about, you know, your community and your students and what can you do. And they listen to you. If you show up at the meetings, they listen to you. Don't worry about just praying at some meeting. Think about how bringing God in, like Kim Daniels is doing, right? It's the education mountain. And one of the mountains we focus on at VFNKB is the education mountain. And I want to encourage you too, John, as I'm talking to somebody out there that's listening. You know, you said, you told everybody that God called you to run for office, and you ran for office, and God put you in the office, and now you're putting God on the back burner. You listen, I'm not worried about what you would say to your fellow constituents. They're going to forget about you when you get out, but you're going to face God when you get done. Ultimately, we're going to answer for Him. And all you had to do is say, I'm more confident in God's strength to establish His kingdom in the schools than Satan to come in and do something else. Because so many people are saying, well, if we talk about God, you got to talk about Satan. Satan loses every time. God is greater than that. Don't let your legacy be before God that you were too fearful to do what Kentucky did. And to say, you know, I'm not telling everybody to read the Bible, but at least allow that curriculum, the elective, to be there. And when you start putting in God we trust, you're going to find everything's going to begin to change. So make sure you comment below.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.